I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Militants in Pakistan have carried out scores of attacks during the past few years. Several of them have targeted foreigners. So today's attack in the capital, Islamabad, was, in one sense, not all that surprising. But in another sense, it was shocking. A suicide bomber blew himself up inside a heavily fortified UN compound. Five employees of the World Food Program were killed. They were colleagues of Amjad Jamal. He's a spokesman for the World Food Program in Islamabad. And Amjad, first of all, we're very sorry for the loss of your colleagues. Now, you weren't in the building at the time of the attack, but you did rush back. Have you been able to kind of piece together what exactly happened?
Yes, indeed. I was in Muzaffarabad, as you mentioned, and I was not in Islamabad. I was on a duty travel, and I heard from my colleague in Islamabad that there's a blast in our office. It was found out that a suicide bomber somehow managed to get into our building, and that's where he blew himself up.
Now, this is a heavily fortified compound, and we know most of this now based on security cameras. But given how heavy the security is there any sense now how the attacker actually managed to penetrate the premises?
The footage and the evidence collected from the scene, and also the briefing made by the interior minister, did also suggested that this suicidal bomber was in an armed forces uniform. And somehow he did not enter from the main gate, but he entered from the other side of it where our vehicles are parked.
And this was, we should remind our listeners, this was your workplace. That's got to be terrifying. Not just that it happened, but at your workplace, a policeman imposter managed to get inside.
Absolutely right. This is worrisome that how someone can just enter into a UN compound or UN building and can damage.
And the World Food Program has a noble mission, feeding the hungry. Do you have any idea why you were targeted?
Indeed, the United Nations system in Pakistan has earlier received threats from the militants and from these extremist elements. Our work, it's serving the humanity. We are feeding the hungry poor. And also in Pakistan, as you know, there are food crises, there are economic crises. So targeting humanitarians and targeting humanitarian agency will not only hamper our humanitarian work, but it will also affect the poor of our country.
You refer to the people who perpetrated this act as militants and extremist elements. Do they have a name? Do you know more specifically who it might be?
Nobody has claimed any responsibility yet of this particular suicidal attack. In earlier, the threats received were from various smallest organizations.
Now, Amjad, five of your colleagues were killed today, people you knew and whom you worked with. Tell us something about them.
Yes, indeed. This is absolutely heartbreaking. These colleagues, four of them, the national ones, I have worked with them for so many years. I know them since 2003. It's a very long association that I have with them. These are really, really very dear colleagues. I mean, the entire staff of WFP, I know each of them personally because of me traveling a lot in the area of our operations. And these colleagues, like the lady at the reception, we deal with her on like, say, every second hour. We talk to her. We have some common issues that we discuss. We have official issues to discuss. The guys in finance, you know, everybody goes to finance quite often. These were really problem solvers, not problem creators. On official issues, on personal issues, I really have no words to express. I'm really sad. Tomorrow or day after when I will go to the office, I will not see their faces.
Amjad Jamal, a spokesman for the World Food Program in Islamabad, whose offices were attacked today by a suicide bomber. Our condolences again, Mr. Jamal. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much indeed, Michael.